From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Russian news reports say a gunman has opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five people and wounding four others. The TASS news agency said the shooting happened Sunday outside a church in the town of Kizlyar. The assailant was killed by police. Kizlyar's mayor Alexander Shuvalov told TASS the shooter was shot dead. He said two police officers were among those wounded. The motive for the shooting is not known. Dagestan is a predominantly Muslim region between Chechnya and the Caspian Sea. Heavy fog has prevented search teams from combing through the wreckage of an Iranian plane that crashed Sunday in the southern part of the country. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Anxiously waiting for news. Relatives of some of the 66 people believed to have died in a plane crash in Iran on Sunday, gathering at the plane's destination of Yasuj in the country's southwest. Local media say the Asaman Airlines plane crashed near the town of Semirom. It had just taken off from Tehran's Mehrabad airport. A spokesman for the airline says there were 60 passengers and six crew on board and that they will all have been killed.
President Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been wildly successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigation it spawned. In a string of tweets over several hours, the president continued to attack the probe into his campaign's links to Russia. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed that Iran is just years away from having a nuclear bomb. Under pressure back home and facing possible corruption charges, he took to the stage at the Munich Security Conference on Sunday to deliver a warning about the security of the Middle East region, accusing Iran of posing an existential threat. He brandished at the podium what he claimed was a piece of an Iranian drone shot down over Israeli territory, calling on the Iranian delegation present to acknowledge it.
Even though Tehran says its nuclear ambitions are peaceful, many in Israel dismiss such assurances.
We are working all the time on the international arena, trying to keep the issue on the agenda, not to let the world believe that in the last couple of years everything's already fine because a deal was signed and many important players, United States, China, Russia, European Union, are all behind the deal. We have to provide information, and we know for a fact what the Iranians are up to.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has joined the U.S. in its campaign to press European powers to toughen the Iran nuclear deal that they have championed for so long.
Afghanistan's political crisis deepened on Sunday when a second provincial governor defied a presidential order for his removal. On Saturday, President Ashraf Ghani's office approved and announced the appointment of new heads for five provinces, including Samangan in the north, as part of efforts to improve local Afghan governance. But Abdul Karim Kadam, who has been governing Samangan for about a year, denounced and dismissed his ouster by the president as unacceptable. He said, "I condemn this unfair decision and consider it against the wishes of the people of Samangan." The central government appointed Abdul Latif Ibrahimi as the new governor of the northern Afghan province. He is a former member of the Hezbi Islami Party of ethnic Pashtun former jihadi commander Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. Addressing a news conference in the provincial capital on Sunday, the ousted governor vowed to continue to work as the governor of Samangan. Kadam defended his decision to remain in office, said the final authority rested with the Turkmen tribe he represents in the province. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.